say, a new series for a few weeks. This was meant to be us 2 weeks ago, only I was under the weather, to say the least. And I'm very grateful to Wesley, who covered 2 Sundays ago, but really introduced this theme in Ephesians chapter 2. We're going to look over the next few weeks, particularly at verses 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to kind of take it, just step through these wonderful verses. Fundamental, folks, to our faith. Fundamental to understanding what it means to be in Christ. We sing in church, don't we? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. God of grace, amazing wonder. This is amazing grace. We will sing just in response to what we're thinking about in the service or in the sermon just in a little while. Amazing grace, how sweet my chains have gone. There are just unending songs about God's grace, and so there should be. A handful of years ago, there was books that came out all at the same sort of time, The Grace Awakening. What's so amazing about grace? In the grip of grace. Grace is fundamental to knowing who we are in Christ. For it is by grace you've been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It's the gift of God. It's not by works, so that nobody can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. So there is work involved, but the work comes after the grace. Where we're going to go for the next, I know this may be like an eye care optician's eye chart, for it is by grace that you have been saved. That's where we're going today. Next week, through faith. Following week, this is not from yourselves. It's not by works so that nobody can boast. The next week, it's the gift of God. And then the last week, we will consider being God's workmanship, that we are created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God has prepared in advance for us to do. But for today, for it is by grace that you have been saved. You too, I think Alden and Dave keep me right here. All that we can leave behind, we can't leave behind. There's a song called Grace on it. Grace, she takes the blame. She covers the shame, removes the stain. It could be her name, Grace. It's the name of a girl. It's also a thought that changed the world. It's also a thought that changed the world. For all of us, folks, grace is a truth that changes the world we live in. What is grace? Many of you say grace as a prayer. I feel awkward with the ministers. When the minister comes, oh, do we say grace or do we not say grace? But do you say grace as a prayer that you say before a meal? It could be a poise. That individual holds themselves with such grace. Or maybe grace when they dance or when they play football, that they're just so graceful on the pitch or on the stage. Grace can be a person's name. Grace can be a person's title. Your grace, yes, your grace, no, your grace, three bags full, your grace, Duke, Duchess, Archbishop, Sovereign, King Donald. A person's title, your grace. Could be like Man United, just to have Fergie time. You have a period of time that is grace time. We'll give them a wee bit of grace until they get here. Or you've graced us with your presence. We use the word in so, so many ways. But what is grace and what does it mean? In the book of Ephesians, and I went through my Bible actually with a little orange marker last night, 11 times the word grace is used in Ephesians. 11 times in 6 chapters. But the verses, some of the verses are just astounding. The riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. That we can experience the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. What does that mean? That we can receive the incomparable riches of God's grace. Lavished and incomparable. Two Sundays ago, speaking to Rebecca after the service, she'll be panicking now. She says, Gord, I can't believe that Dad didn't use grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. She says, Dad spoke about grace and he didn't talk about God's riches at Christ's expense. That is the heart of grace that we received, lavished and incomparable. God's blessing given to us, God's forgiveness on us, but at Christ's expense. This is the heart of grace. Again, it's a bit of an eye test there. The theology books tell you the freely given, unmerited favor and love of God. Grace is the influence or spirit of God operating in humans to regenerate or strengthen them. Grace is the unmerited divine assistance given to humans for their regeneration and sanctification. But this is mighty, folks. Grace is a virtue coming from God. It's not about us. It's what we are given as a gift from God Almighty. Leo Tolstoy and Les Miserables. In Les Mis, there is this amazing picture of God's grace. You know the story, or maybe you know the story. But after 19 years as a prisoner on a chain gang, Jean Valjean is released on parole. He is given a yellow ticket of leave, which he must always carry with him, reminding him of his guilt, always branding him as a thief. Only the bishop of, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but Dean, shows him some compassion and invites him to his home, showing him love and care. But in desperation, Valjean steals some silver and he runs away. He takes off in the night, stealing the silver from the vicarage or from the parsonage. The police catch him. And he says the silver was a gift from the bishop, who goes along with his story. They get back to the house. The bishop then says, oh, yes, I give him the silver. And the police are thinking, not so sure about this. And then the bishop takes two candlesticks and gives the candlesticks to Valjean. Valjean realizes that he has been given a second chance, in essence, to regain his soul. And he decides to start a new life for the better. And in that life, living with compassion and care for others. And as he's leaving, the bishop says to him, don't forget. Don't ever forget. And now I give you to God. It's a picture of God's grace. Did Valjean receive what he deserved? Absolutely not. He received what he didn't deserve. There's this understanding. If somebody comes to your house and robs your house and you catch them and you say, look, okay, I know you're in a bad place. You can go. You can go. Give me all the stuff. Leave everything there, but you can go. You have shown mercy. That you have given the person, you don't get what you do deserve. But folks, grace is beyond that. Where if you say to the person, you're in a bad space, and actually you've done me wrong, but because you're in a bad space, come and stay with me. And we'll work to try and find you a job. We'll try and get life straight and we'll feed you every day around the family table. You've gone beyond mercy and you've expressed grace. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 7 and 8 says, in him we have redemption through his blood for the forgiveness of our sins, the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. That's grace, folks. Going beyond mercy to grace. Again, we've already mentioned it. The incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. Where Jesus goes beyond, I'll forgive you, he goes to the point that he becomes that substitution and taking our punishment. The incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Jesus Christ. Again, folks, where we started the service, where the Apostle John says, how great is the love that the Father has lavished on us. Gone beyond mercy to grace, for it is by grace that you have been saved. Do we get this picture of what grace is? But more than that, what is the purpose of God's grace? What is the purpose of God's grace? Well, it's there in the text. For it is by grace you have been saved. That's what we're trying to explore in the Bible studies on Wednesday night. Just what is the heart of God's salvation? An absolute blessing for us that we know his salvation through redemption, through justification. We'll be thinking in a few weeks through sanctification, the promise of glorification, that promise of eternity for those who love the Lord. This is all tied up, for it is by grace. We can't do it ourselves, but we can know salvation. We can know our sins forgiven through Christ who has given himself for us. Let's just pick up. For it is by grace that you have been saved. We'll think next week through trusting Christ, through faith. But what does the Apostle Peter say? Because the apostles are all on the same page here. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. There's the purpose. So that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. And it is by his wounds that we can know this healing, this forgiveness, God's goodness on our lives. It's not he's making a list and he's checking it twice, because all of us are guilty. All of us are bad. All of us are sinful people. Scripture tells us that quite clearly. But God's grace expressed to us in the person of Jesus, he himself, the God who made the universe, is the one who stepped into time and space. And in 60 sleeps, we'll be in church celebrating that. That Christ, who was one of the author of creation in the Trinity, stepped into this world to be our Savior. He bore our sins. He became our proxy. We couldn't do it ourselves. It had to be a sinless sacrifice. And in Christ, he bore our sins. The place where in his body and on the tree, and cursed is anyone who hangs on a tree. And yet Christ did that for you and I. The purpose, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. As he took our punishment by his wounds, we can know his healing. Purpose of God's grace. For Christ died for sins once for all. The righteous for the unrighteous. We can't do it ourselves. Why? To bring us to God. To bridge that gap that sin had broken, that we may know his salvation. And I know you're in church this morning, and that's good and that's right. But all of us need to receive this understanding, need to receive Christ as our Savior. And again, maybe as we think about Les Mis, you're never so lost that God cannot find you. Folks, whoever and whatever you're dealing with this morning, whatever, for all of us, hidden secrets and sins are there in our lives, we're never so far that God's love, God's grace, and God's mercy can't reach us and lift us, like Psalm 40, from that slimy pit and set our feet on a rock and put a new song in our hearts because of his great grace.